Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
CBD Revolution. The world is discovering CBD and its potential for numerous health benefits. Hemp Fusion Wellness is the premier company looking at CBD with a whole food perspective. For the highest quality CBD oils and products for stress, sleep, energy, and topicals, it's Hemp Fusion. This CBD Revolution highlight has been brought to you by Hemp Fusion Wellness, U.S. trading symbol CBDHF, and in Canada, CBD.U. Web address, hempfusion.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Eken Erdemir of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, a senior fellow, to help me interpret the headlines from Turkey. Eken is a veteran Turkey parliamentarian, now observing the strongman Erdogan, the president of the country and a dominating figure in the Mediterranean basin and beyond. We begin with the reports of the pandemic. Within these last hours, the report is that Turkey may be hitting a three-month high. The health minister has warned of the Delta variant, the fourth wave. We know Delta is throughout the world, so there's nothing particular to Turkey here. However, its economy has been struggling, and Mr. Erdogan, in a face-off with the head of the central bank, wants a rate reduction, a cut, easy money, which is the opposite direction the central bank has moved these weeks to control inflation. At the same time, we're dealing with the phenomena of the pandemic and the overwhelming struggle that the economies have around the world to reopen in the face of the Delta variant. We come to headlines that show that Mr. Erdogan has a plan and the pandemic and global warming won't interrupt it. The wildfires of Greece, the wildfires of Asia. The plan is to bring together the jihadists and to use Turkey, I guess, as the center of jihadist activity in exile, to conjoin with Mr. Erdogan's vision of the neo-Ottomanist power of Turkey. Eken, I don't want to go any farther because Erdogan is always one step ahead of my summation. However, I will begin, after all of that, by saying that right now, the Turkish government is announcing that it's going to invite talks with the Taliban, pointing to Afghanistan, where another provincial capital has fallen. How does this gain Mr. Erdogan, with all of the troubles I just illustrated, to say that he's going to talk with the Taliban? Good day to you.
Thank you for having me. Always a pleasure to join you. Now, Erdogan's Afghanistan gambit has been off to a rocky start. At the outset, he assumed this would be a straightforward deal with the United States that would allow him to extract various concessions from the Biden administration. But as Afghanistan's security situation has deteriorated rapidly, and now there is even a U.S. intelligence report which predicts that the capital even could fall within the next few months, I think Erdogan is redoing the calculation. He already reached out to his ideological allies in Qatar and Pakistan to intervene, to intermediate with the Taliban. Given Taliban has not been welcoming of U.S. troops at all in Afghanistan for the Kabul airport mission, now Erdogan has reached out directly to the Taliban. He invited its future leadership to Turkey to hold direct talks. So the challenge Erdogan has now is that on the one hand, he really values this deal with the Biden administration. He sees it as a unique opportunity to win Washington's favor, as well as the European Union and NATO's favor. But at the same time, he has to deal with a Taliban that's not at all, you know, enthusiastic about Turkish troop presence in Kabul. So let's see whether Erdogan and his Pakistani and Qatari allies can find a middle ground with the Taliban to further this Kabul airport deal. But of course, for Washington's officials, the key question is Erdogan's deal with Taliban could not ultimately be what they have in mind for Afghanistan.
Asia Minor is at the middle of a series of conflicts, and we're mentioning one of them, the Taliban. However, the contradictions keep on coming. Aiken and his colleague, David May, have posted details about the forthcoming conference challenging apartheid in Palestine, reclaiming the narrative, formulating a vision. This was a conference that was very carefully arranged to confront the jihadists and welcome them to Turkey. At the same time, Mr. Erdogan is reaching out to Israel, looking for exchanges of ambassadors again, looking to open up conversation with the new government in Jerusalem. So I gave you one contradiction, the Taliban and Turkey and the U.S. Now I give you another. The jihadists, the Hamas jihadists, the Hezbollah jihadists, the Muslim Brother jihadists, all of them with credentials of hate, gathering in Turkey at the same time Erdogan is reaching to Israel. So what is his vision here, Aiken?
Now, again, this is a typical Erdogan signature move. On the one hand, he has a tactical outreach to Israel for rapprochement, to normalize relations and to once again exchange ambassadors. And this is not the first time. This is not the first failed tactical outreach. But at the same time, Erdogan remains the leading patron of Hamas, the leading host of Hamas headquarters outside of Gaza, and one of the key patrons of the various attempts, Islamist attempts, to delegitimize Israel. And this is what happened recently in Istanbul as a formerly convicted, U.S.-convicted terrorist hosted a conference with a number of questionable actors with Hamas and Palestinian Islamic Jihad connections. And Turkey's Minister of Culture and Tourism co-sponsored the event. And the person who kicked off the event was no other than Erdogan's son, Bilal Erdogan, who also happens to be the chairman of the board of trustees of the Islamist Foundation that established the university that hosted the conference. So this shows that Erdogan can play multiple games at the same time. On the one hand, can reach out to Israel for rapprochement, hoping that it will improve his image in the West, while at the very same time continue his full support to violent, anti-Semitic, militant groups and individuals who would like to, you know, destroy the Jewish state.
And at home, the economy, how is it? How is it connected to his approval rating? All of these headlines about meeting with the rascals, does that translate into approval?
Now, symbolic policies can only go, you know, part of the way. And ultimately, bread and butter issues matter. And at the current time, Turkey has double-digit inflation. Turkey's labor force participation is below 50%, the lowest in any of the OECD countries. And given the Turkish lira's significant devaluation, the average Turkish citizen's purchasing power has been at its lowest in decades. So this means Erdogan's support is eroding in the polls, and he has no opportunity to turn the economy around. And what makes things even more challenging is that Erdogan subscribes to a strange conspiratorial Islamist economic worldview. He believes that there is a global conspiracy, a cabal called the interest rate lobby, which is a euphemism for the global Jewry. And he believes that interest rates are what they use to hold countries like Turkey in check. So Erdogan has been vocally against raising interest rates to fight inflation, which is the common economic wisdom. So he has been on the record claiming that to bring the inflation down, you have to bring interest rates down, which goes against all market wisdom and which is actually at the root of Turkey's economic problems. That is, the more Erdogan intervenes in the Turkish central bank, the more he forces the central bank to rate, to cut policy rates, the more Turkey's inflation is out of control, the more Western capital flees the country as they watch this, you know, misguided economic management, and the more Turkish citizens are impoverished. So this is yet another example, you know, after Iran and Afghanistan, that Islamists in power bring about, not only a political disaster, but also an economic collapse.
Ekin Erdemir, Senior Director of Turkey Program at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batch.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.